International transformation and success coach, Myrna Morris Young, delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals His purpose. Purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I am your most gracious host, Coach Myrna Young. And today I want to speak to you on the topic, When the Vision Fails. This is going to be a coaching show. It's just going to be me and you. And God gave me this message just after my shock at Donald Trump winning the general elections and Hillary Clinton's vision failed. For some reason, I did not record it. And this week, he nudged me again to record it. So I know that the time is now right. What it means is that someone of you that's listening today need this message, need hope and encouragement, because you have just failed in one of your visions, and God wants you to know that He still has your back, and you just need to look for the open door and not the one that was just closed. So my intention for this broadcast is for you to become fired up from the stories I will share, and there's some good ones in this broadcast. You will hear how God intended to make a way out of no way for you. So, just want to let you know before I continue that this show is being sponsored today by Young Property Management, LLC. If you are looking to invest in the South Florida market, and the time is really ripe for investors in this market, call 954-999-6125 for any sales, rentals, or property management services. Okay, so in November, as you can recall, most of the country was left in shock when Donald Trump won the general elections because he did not win the popular vote. Hillary Clinton lost her bid once again to become the first woman president of the United States of America. This was the second time a non-established candidate knocked her off the podium. So, what happened this time? Why did a woman who has been in politics for over 50 years, being the wife of a great president, founder of a great charitable foundation that provides vaccines for millions of poor children around the world, a champion for the people, lose to a man with no political experience, thinks that some people are superior because of their religion, sex, and or disability. So, do you think it was because first and foremost, she is a woman? Let me take you back to the Bible. In Numbers 27, we see the daughters of Zelophehad challenging an age-old law that said that women could not inherit the land. In those days, women were not even counted as part of the church congregation. This was the pre-Christ era. Yet today, we are still fighting for women's rights. Unbelievable. Millions of men and women in the United States of America voted for Donald J. Trump because he is a white male. One of my followers on Facebook posted that Hillary couldn't run the country because she is a woman. We are still in the pre-Christ era, for some unknown reason. But you might say that that is broad, It is politics. So let me bring the discussion closer to home, specifically your home. What happens when you have a clear vision that you have worked on every day for most of your life, and yet time and time again you fail to realize it? What do you do? The Bible says, let's not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We should refuse to be deterred by opinions, policies, and traditions. So, do you become disheartened? I'm here to tell you to pick yourself up and move forward. It is not over until the fat lady sings. God can change the minds and hearts of the populace. What he did for the daughters of Zelophehad, he can do for Hillary Clinton, and he can do for you. You must keep the vision in front of you and get back up every time you get knocked down. So that was my introduction. Today, I want to share 5 things that you can do after failure of a goal, whether it's your company that failed, whether it's your dream that failed, whether it's your marriage that failed, whether it's your children have disappointed you, whatever it is that your vision so far has failed. I want to share 5 things that you can do. And what I'm doing is imparting hope and encouragement into your soul. So, number 1, watch your thoughts. Most of us do not understand the power of our thoughts. Thoughts are the highest energy frequency and has the power to attract like thoughts floating around in the energy vortex. If you don't watch your thoughts and consciously send them back, the negative ones especially that make you feel bad, before you know it, you will be a powerful magnet attracting like thoughts that come into range. Keep this up, and soon you will be like a hot air balloon that's too filled with poop to take off. Now, you don't want that, do you? You don't want to be filled up with poop. Then that's all you attract is more poop. Okay, so pay attention to your thoughts. Become conscious. Become aware. Number 2, find the good in the situation. Shakespeare says, nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. I want to share with you a story that I read from the author Brian Webb, and he wrote the book, Don't Give Up, Don't Ever Give Up. Now, we hear that, I think, from one of the most popular coaches, but he dubbed that as his title of his book. And he shares his story, and this is his story. One day, he had a headache like never before, extremely intense. He felt like his head was going to blow up. He also felt the need to throw up. You know, a lot of times when you get sick, nausea always follows. He felt that he needed to throw up, so he went into the bathroom. While in the bathroom, he passed out. He woke up 3 days later from being in a coma to find out that a blood vessel had ruptured in his brain. He could no longer walk or talk. He realized at that moment that life as he knew it was over, or so he thought. Doctors predicted that he would never be able to walk, drive a car, or live independently again. What do you do when you get news like that? Do you lay down and die, or do you fight? 3 months later, Brian was released from the hospital. Like I said, he couldn't talk, he couldn't walk, but most importantly, he couldn't work. In fact, there was a lot of things he couldn't do. But he decided to focus on what he could do instead. You heard the saying, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Well, he decided to make some lemonade. He decided to find the good in the situation. And ladies and gentlemen, there is good in every situation. We live in a world of contrasts. Nothing exists without its opposite. So find the good in your situation. It's there. So Brian decided to focus on fitness. With the help of his therapist, he began to exercise. He began learning to walk again. When he fell down, he would get back up. Walking turned into running. This man, who could not walk a year ago, now became a marathon runner. Can you believe it? I am in perfect physical health, and I can't even run a 5K race without stopping. And I would guess that would be true for most of you listening. So what makes some people hold a vision in front of them and don't take failure as an option? Why others give up after the first try? Why is Brian's story so inspirational? Because he chose to find the good in a bad situation. He decided to focus on what he could do instead of what he couldn't do. And with practice and time, changed his life trajectory. He walked again, talked again, ran again, and worked again. What do you do when your vision fails? What do you need to get on right now, right back on the horse? What is it? Bring it to mind. I can promise you that if you work at it, you will succeed. Because where there's a will, there's always a way. And that is truth. I didn't make that up. So, get right back on the horse. All right, moving on. Number three, change the momentum. I love Abraham by Esther Hicks. I've been listening to her for years. I was listening to one of her videos a few months back, and someone in her workshop asked her why he kept attracting negative experiences even though he was conscious about his energy vortex and made conscious effort to clean it up. Yet he kept attracting negative experiences and he couldn't figure out why. Your vortex, for anyone that's listening that don't know what that is your energy frequency or your aura. And it is the new buzzword in personal development. Because if you feel bad, you will attract bad. And if you feel good, you will attract good. So it's very important that you pay attention to the energy that's in your vortex, in your space, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, because it makes a difference into your life experiences. So, Abraham's response to this question was to explain how momentum works. Ever heard the saying, the worse it gets, the worse it gets, and the better it gets, the better it gets? Well, that is all about momentum. Like I said earlier, if you think bad thoughts and feel bad, then you attract more of the same. The only way to stop the negative spiral of negative momentum is to find something about the situation to be grateful for. Let me give you a visual. Let's say that you are Nick Vujicic, and you were born with no arms and no legs. Can you think of a worse fate? You are totally dependent on someone to bathe you, feed you, and wipe your butt for the rest of your life. Nick can't even hug his wife. Yet, he is one of the happiest people you will ever meet. He found many things to be grateful for, and because his vortex is full of positive momentum, he attracts positive things. He travels all around the world getting paid to speak and motivate others. He has a beautiful wife and son. He has learned to swim, use his toes as his hand, and do lots of things that people with hands and feet take for granted. So, how is the visual? One thing about momentum is that it resets itself when you're asleep. When you sleep, your spirit leaves your body in much the same way it does when your body dies. So you have to deliberately keep the momentum going by thinking negative thoughts when you wake up in the morning. And I know, even though I'm aware of this, I'm aware that if I go to bed thinking about something, as soon as I wake up, it pops right back in. So don't feel badly if it happens to you, because I'm conscious of it and it still happens to me. But one way to kind of interrupt us is to develop the practice of thinking about things you're grateful for before going to bed, and if you can remember, the first thing on rising. So that should interrupt the pattern a little bit. The other is to find something in the situation to be grateful for. In the case of Hillary Clinton, she could be grateful that she will not speed up her aging by 20 years in the time span of 4 years. We all see what that job does to presidents. It is like a time warp. They go in one way and come out totally the other way. Not like the butterfly that gets beautified in the cocoon, but the other way. Something that drains them and makes them gray and hard and haggard. So she can be grateful for that. All right. So, before we move on to number 4, let's revisit this for a minute. Find something to be grateful for in your situation, and you will interrupt the negative momentum. You know, when I was growing up, they said that things happen in threes, and it's true. So, but there's a way to interrupt that. You don't have to accept that things happening in threes. Be in control of your destiny and not let it control you. So, number 4, look for an alternative way to serve. What is your plan B? If one door closes, look through the next door. And this is one of my most favorite stories. I hope that you find it interesting as well. I was watching Oprah Super Soul Sunday a few months back, and of course Oprah is one of my favorite people. I'm sure she is yours as well. And she showcased this very inspirational short story. So this is the story. This boy, now man, had a vision from God when he was 10 years old. He was swinging his daughter around, and she was laughing hysterically. He even got her name in the vision, Chloe. Now, he held this vision to his heart dearly and never doubted for a moment that this vision would come true, and that one day he would have a daughter just like he saw. He would name her Chloe. she would have olive skin and brown eyes. In his early 20s, he started dating and subsequently fell in love with his childhood friend. But she happened to be blonde with fair skin and blue eyes. So he didn't make any kind of a move to take the relationship to the next level because he had the vision of his daughter clearly in his mind, and he didn't think that this woman can give him a olive skin, brown eye daughter. So he didn't think that this was the woman God intended for him to marry. But they were still dating. You know, a lot of us have these in the meantime relationships. So he still dated this girl. And one day they were sitting in the car talking about the future, and they started talking about children. And his girlfriend told him that she wanted a daughter and that she would like to name her Chloe. He couldn't believe it. He was beside himself. Would you like to be a fly on the wall when they both discovered this, that they were meant to be together because God gave them both the same dream? Hallelujah. My goodness, that's what you call excitement. That's what you call an aha moment. That's when you know that God exists. This is the moment. So, of course, they acted on it. They decided that they were going to get married. They start making the plans. They got married. And then they couldn't wait. They immediately started trying to have a family. They couldn't wait to meet Chloe. I can just imagine their excitement. Hope is such a beautiful thing. When you're planning something together, when a marriage has a purpose, when you are together and moving in the same direction, there's nothing more beautiful. But guess what? Nothing happened. Not just after a year. 4 years passed. 6 years passed. Now the pain was deep. Disappointment set in. I'm pretty sure the marriage faltered because how you feel, we're talking about that energy vortex again. If that energy vortex is full with pain and disappointment and negative thoughts, the marriage had to suffer. Then they started blaming God. How could God give him a vision that failed? How can he be so cruel? So for a time, they both became separated from God. They were no longer believers. But, you know, you have to work through it. And soon enough, their faith returned. So they went to their plan B. The next obvious choice was adoption. They had rejected it for some time because they wanted their own child. Most people do. And they specifically wanted a baby girl named Chloe. They thought that adopting was like putting a Band-Aid over their pain. The scar was still there. The child would just cover it up. I understand. I understand totally. But if you want to be parents, you can love anybody. I'm telling you from personal experience, I was a foster mom for a long time. And if you love children, you can love any child. So, finally, after many years, they made the mindset shift and decided to adopt a baby. They found an alternative way to fulfill their purpose of being parents. They had to wait for some time for the right fit. Months passed before they received an email that a pregnant mother had chosen them to be the parents of her unborn child. She was giving her child up for adoption. She was also having a girl. Wow. I can feel the excitement. They were exhilarated. Finally, they were going to be parents of a baby girl. They started choosing a name. Chloe was off the table. Chloe was the name of the baby girl God had intended for them to have. This baby girl was not the vision that God had given both of them. So she was not going to be named Chloe. They hadn't picked a name yet. They were still thinking about it when they decided to meet the mother of their new baby girl and get to know a little of her. They drove to her home, and when she opened the door, the man noticed that she looked exactly like the grown-up version of the little girl named Chloe he saw when he was 10 years old. Wow. Same olive skin, same features, same eyes. And when they sat down to talk with her, she asked them if they had a name picked out for the baby. She told them that she had a name and that she hoped that they would keep it. I know you know where I'm going. Can you guess what that name was? I'm sure 100% of you listening would guess right. Chloe. Still give me chills, which is why I said that this is my most favorite story. Can you believe it? Think of what happened here. A vision failed. You were hurt. It took many years. This guy was in his 40s by this time. And he had a vision when he was 10 years old. God does not work in your time. Finally, God gave him the right wife. And he gave him a vehicle for Chloe. Now, I would love to hear when Chloe grows up, because obviously God has a plan for her. He doesn't go to all this trouble to just have a beautiful little girl named Chloe. She has to be someone special. I don't know what will be Hillary's path. History will let us know. But I know for sure that if the vision comes from God, it will never fail. So if you have a vision that's been failing and failing, you need to get on your knees and you need to find out if it's from God or if it's your own made-up vision. And if you are positive that it comes from God, know that it will realize you can be like Moses in your 80s or whenever, but sooner or later, you will win that victory, and it will be manifested into your experience. All you got to do is keep the faith and keep working on it day in and day out. You just got to keep hitting that anvil. Okay. All right. So we are going to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast. I'm your most gracious host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are talking about when the vision fails. What do you do when you fail at something temporarily? Because what we're talking about is that if the vision is from God, it never fails. So, let's go on to number 5. Remember that there are several routes to your destination. Don't ever get tied to a particular path. Think of God like your GPS navigation system. He can take you the fastest route, the scenic route. He can bypass the city and construction zones, but he will always get you to your destination. And just like you trust that GPS system, you have to learn to trust God. God gives a couple in my last story a vision that they will be parents of a baby girl named Chloe. He never showed them a vision of the wife being pregnant or delivering the baby. They added that little piece. He showed the man a vision of him playing with a daughter named Chloe. He showed him the destination. So if you believe that your vision is from God, then you will experience failure. Then when you experience failure, you would refuse to be deterred. You would not grow weary and disheartened. You will look for an open door. You will look for the lesson so that you can be better prepared for the next battle. You would never quit until you win or you die. God said in the Bible, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So hear this. If you have failed in something, know that it's not the end, because failure is not of God. I want to play for you this motivation video about vision. And my purpose for creating this broadcast is to fire you up, for you to give you hope and encouragement that you may be down right now, but you can get right back up. So this video completes my conversation with you. It will definitely fire you up. So take a listen.
We have, as humans, we have something that no animal has. And what it's called is imagination. And what imagination allows you to do, it allows you to see it before it actually happens. What I mean by that is I need you to go 10 years into the future, 20 years into the future, and I need you to see yourself actually becoming the person you want to be. You got to live in the forward. Block the whole world out. Put some music on, some classical music, right? The piano if you need to. I don't know what you need to listen to, but I want you to take 30 minutes. Go in the closet. Go in the basement. Go to the library. Go into a room alone. And I want you to take 30 minutes, and I want you to imagine. I want you to take 30 minutes, and I want you to live it afford. See, the problem is, I'm talking to some of you guys, the problem that you're having is you're living in the future and you're living in the present. And you keep talking about the mistakes. You keep talking about the past. You keep talking about your trials. You keep talking about your situation. And I want you to know that everybody that's ever been great, everybody has had an obstacle to overcome. They've had a barrier that they had to climb. There is no individual who's ever reached success and he didn't have to go through an obstacle or a barrier to get there. I need you to live in the future. I need you to go in your future every single day. I need you to go in your future. I need you to see what you're going to be. Listen to me. What you are to be, you are now becoming. And so you got to use your imagination. And your imagination has to take you beyond the pain. Your imagination has to take you beyond the trouble. Your imagination has to take you to the next level. We had to see ourselves there long before it happened. The second tool is we got to embrace faith. I have to have faith to believe that the thing that I see 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that one day that thing is going to be successful. When I was homeless at 16, I could have quit. When I was homeless, I could have given up. There are many a days that I thought about committing suicide, but I said to myself, E, just keep imagining, keep thinking, keep seeing. Keep seeing what you're not now, but what you're going to be. Sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes you're going to look all around you and nowhere do you see success. Nowhere do you see anything that remotely looks like success, but you got to embrace. Number two, you got to embrace the faith. You got to believe that although it's not happening right now, if you keep pressing, if you keep pushing, guess what? One day is going to be your day. That's right. I need you to say that with me. One day is going to be your day. Embrace the faith. You got to be able to see it and believe it, that when there's no evidence around you, when there's no evidence around you, when you got pain in your life, when you're tired, you feel like giving up and you feel like quit. When you look around you, you don't see anything that looks anything like success. You got to embrace the faith and believe that one day going to be my day. But one day can't be your day if you give up. If you quit, no day will ever be your day. I want you to fail forward. That's right, I said it, fail forward. I want you to get to a place in your life that every mistake you make, every setback you get, right, every obstacle that you don't overcome, every barrier you can't climb, I don't want you to give up, but I want you to fail forward. You got to learn from your mistakes. That every mistake you make, you fail a class, get back up and try again. You lose a job, get back up and try again. You put all your money in investment, get back and try it again. If you start a business and it don't work, don't stop, don't quit. Fail forward. Learn from each and every one of your mistakes. Don't quit, don't give up. Listen to me, don't quit, don't give up. If it gets hard, you tie a knot around yourself. You double tie it if you have to, but you hold on. But I want you to know, you will never reach your goal. You will never reach your dreams if you don't use your imagination. So when you fail that class, don't drop it. When you fail that class, don't just stop going. You go into the end of that class. You go into the end of that class, and you go into the end of that class, and you go into the end of that class, because I want you to know something. When you start that class over the next semester, you won't be starting from scratch. You won't be starting from the bottom, because you were all the way up here when you quit. And now all you got to do is go a little further and a little further. So keep reaching. Keep climbing. Vision.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. Fear is a choice.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want your dream to be so clear that when you wake up in the morning, all you gotta do is step in your dream. And the first step for me was seeing something I was not before I was. You can do it. Where you are is temporary. You will not be there for the rest of your life. I don't care what happens in your life. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care where you are. Every single day you wake up, if you're gonna have energy, if you're gonna have passion, if you're gonna have drive, every day you wake up, you gotta start with that vision. This is a mentality, like, you gotta live this, you gotta eat this, you got, every single thing you do is not a cute saying, it is a way of life. It's got to possess everything you do, it's got to own you.
There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost and if I was willing to go further than anybody else was willing to do.
One problem, the violin. Because to do what you do, you've got to be a world-class violinist. Because if you don't, when you're moving around and being thrown around and still trying to play, you end up doing what you did, and that's missing loads of notes. And there were times when it sounded to me like a bunch of rats being strangled. Seriously, that bad. But you're not good enough, I don't think, to get away with flying through the air and trying to play the violin at the same time.
I don't think what you're doing right now is enough to fill a theater in Vegas.
That much movement made you not as great as you were. Made you not as great as you were.
Anytime there's a change to be made, you have to realize that there's somewhere else you want to be. And I wanted basically to be happy.
You can't do anything without faith. It's impossible to accomplish anything without faith. So I need you to believe there is still time. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, as long as you can wake up in the morning.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
So I need you to believe.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
You got to do what you was called to do. You got to do what you were born to do. You got to do what works for you, because if you do what works for you, you're going to blow up. It's in your DNA. It's who you are.
Even you get knocked down, you get back up, and you get back up, and you get back up, and you continue to throw shit against the wall.
Have a vision, but listen to me. You are where you are because of who you are. And if you're going to get somewhere else, you're going to have to change something.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Myrna Young. And today I have been coaching on strategies to overcome when your vision temporarily fails. I hope you gleaned something from this broadcast and had a few aha moments, because that was my intention. I hope that you were encouraged to get up and try again. And you can listen again to this broadcast and any of my previous shows by downloading them in iTunes. Search for Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. Remember to subscribe and leave a review if you found the content beneficial to you. Also, please share it. If you would like to contact me for personal coaching or to be a guest on the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast, please contact me on the web at www.myrnayounghelps.com. That is MYRNAYOUNGHELPS.com. Namaste.